I got a message from Fairy Princess Holly on the Twitters. She direct messaged me saying that the story on the show about Big Fatty farting in the office cracked me up. I laughed so hard I woke Nick up. Oops. Let me tell you about that story. Today I said, Big Fatty, have you listened to me yet? And he said, I have. And I said, Holly sent me the message about waking Nick up. And he said, well, I don't remember farting. And I said, oh, really? And he said, well, I don't know. I can't remember. So I'm pretty sure he probably did fart, although I was not there. Because here's another thing. The last trip to Orlando that we took in the car, all of a sudden, there was a smell. And usually there is a smell around Brunswick because it stinks. But, smell. And so I said, is that you? And he said, I don't think so. And I said, what? And he said, I don't remember. So there has been another incident where he has or has not farted and does not remember whether he did or did not fart. So I'm guessing he probably did fart. What else is up? Sorry for talking so much about the farting, but you know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, I don't remember farting.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 303 of the BFO for Thursday, the 2th of April, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, I am going to chit-a-chat about yesterday's surprise show. I'm going to read you some e-letters that Big Fatty got, and y'all, it is a voicemail-a-palooza. Oh, Lord, y'all. Hi, how are you? It's the Fat One, and y'all, I seem to have everything in the correct order today. I know it was probably, you probably went to the iPods or the iTunes or the computer, and you turned on yesterday's show, and you heard, oh, dear Gussie, and you went, oh, Big Fatty, how have you fucked it up this time? And or what is wrong with the iTunes? I am at the end of the show. What happened? And I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty has been thinking about that show for about a month now. And I was thinking, and y'all, what prompted it was that horrible episode by the sea hag. And y'all, I said I have got to save that and do it on some kind of crazy show. So I'm looking at the calendar and I go, Big Fatty, do you want to do it for the 300th show? And I'm like, no, fuck that. And then I said, well, why don't I just do that for the April Pafool show? And so y'all, from what everyone has said, they seem to have enjoyed, the show yesterday, and even the sea hag, in her effort to be clever, even threw in a compliment. So go on over there to the BFO and click on the comments over there. And if you haven't put one over there, well, Big Fatty, I haven't had a chance to get over there and put my comment down, so please do not think I have not listened to it, because I have, and I am going over there right now to put my comments down. And Larry the Lurker, you can get on over there too, you know. You just create your screen name as Larry the Lurker. Hi, I'm Larry the Lurker. Now, y'all, I want to go back before we get into the voice letters. I want to go back and remember on Sunday when the baby jar was here and I took the sleeping pill that evening and I just didn't sleep worth a crap. That was Monday's show. Well, y'all, I got home from the coal mine and about 7 o'clock, Big Fatty is just sitting here at the table. I had fixed me a turkey sandwich, so I had that tryptophan in me. And, you know, I just hadn't slept worth a shit. And, y'all, about 7 o'clock, I'm sitting here going, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Y'all, I went to bed and was sound asleep. Sound asleep by 7:30. Have I already told y'all this? I don't think I have. Sound asleep by 7:30 p.m. And y'all, I did not wake up one time through the night. The phone didn't ring. I didn't get up to pee. I was zonked. Y'all know the word zonked? It used to be on the Let's Make a Deal quiz program. But anyway, and I was zonked out for 11 hours. Y'all, it was fabulous. It was just fabulous. Y'all, how many of y'all enjoy the smoky treats? I know Archer enjoys the smoky treats. Well, y'all, yesterday, the month of April, the cigarette tax went up. And the cigarettes, by the way, they had a thing. South Kakalaki has the lowest cigarette tax in the nation, 7 cents a pack. And I think New York State has the highest at $2.37 a pack. But a carton of cigarettes on the 31st of March here would cost, I think, $28. And on April the 1st, it was $35. So the federal cigarette tax has jumped. And y'all, they're talking about raising the state cigarette tax also. So, you know, the smoky treats are just getting more and more expensive. You think Archer doesn't have any money now? Oh, Lord. Y'all, I have received some e-letters. That trucker Alex is at it again. Y'all, he was in Charleston on April Fool's Day, and he was, Brick Party, do you know where the Lowell's is? And, you know, I'm like, hi, Brick Party is at work, and I'm not quite sure exactly which one you're talking about, and all this kind of stuff. And, but anyway, he sent me another one of those what are they called, apps for the inappropriate touch in the iPhone. And y'all, this one is called the Grindr, Grindr, and y'all, you tell it to locate you, and then what it does is it starts beeping, and or something like that, and when other gay people are near you, and they have their Grindr on. So it's kind of, it really is Gaydar. Y'all, it's kind of cool. You should go over there and look for it. Grindr. So thank you, Trucker Alex. Trucker Alex finds the best things. The Ramble Redhead has sent me some interesting things here lately. One was about the article. The medical article that says fellatio significantly decreases the risk of breast cancer. Big Fatty does not plan on having any breast cancer, so I plan on fellating as many gentlemen callers as possible. And he also sent me this, it's kind of like not a quiz program, it's kind of like a slot machine. And you spin it, and naked butts come up, Australian butts. It's called like the Aussie Butler or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, Scotty probably knows all about that. Y'all, that knot over there in the Great Britain's where the Obama is now, he thinks that Big Fatty should start saving up for a Mediterranean cruise. And y'all, I hear that the Barcelona is just full of the deliciousness. And so that's what I got to say about that. And then y'all, Eric. And this, I'm not sure which Eric this is. Is this the Eric in Denver, or is this the Eric in Seattle's, or it's not the, I don't think it's the Eric in, is it the Eric in San Francisco? I don't know. Anyway, one of the Erics, sent me something. It is bacon scented lube. And y'all, they are coming out with it. It was listed on Tuesday, bacon scented lube. So I guess if you want to Fuck like a pig or something like that. I don't know. But y'all, thank you for sending me all that good stuff. And also, thank you to all of you who sent me these voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Yeah. There you go. Oh, and can you please shorten your like hello? Hello. 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 Hello, Barney. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Barney.
Oh, Big Fetty, I forgot to tell you I love your show. And you. Kiss, kiss.
Mwah, mwah. Kiss, kiss to you too, DJ David J. And y'all, we didn't get a chance to finish his message the last time it was on, so I just went back and played just kind of the last little bit of that. But anyway, from here on out, they're all fresh, fresh and new, just like Big Fetty.
Well, hey, Big Fetty, I have breaking news for you. You know how those Mexican maids talk. Well, it seems that there is a personality from the Woodland Hills whom the East Wing of the Grand Floridian Resort in Walt Disney World has been booked off for the gay days on this year. You know Vera just can't go and stay at a 7-Eleven or Motel 6 or something like that. She has to have the East Wing of the Grand Floridian Resort and Casino. Vera will be traveling with Entourage, as always. So when you see the motorcade of Priuses, I don't know how you really say that, you will know that Vera has arrived and will be holding court. I hope Minnie Mouse survives. You know how Vera is. All right, Big Fatty. Remember now, the East Wing of the Grand Floridian.
Now, Jeremiah, I appreciate that heads up that you have given me, because you know, Big Fatty's been asking for information about who is going to be coming to the gay days, and evidently, he has received it on good authority, everyone, that that Vera has hired the entire East Wing of the Grand Floridian Hotel and Casino. Now, I did not know that the Grand Floridian had a casino, but obviously it has. And, Jeremiah, I think that you should be coming down to the gay days also. So, anyway. And, Vera, evidently I will be looking for your motorcade. And speaking of people who have motorcades.
Hey, Big Fetty, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to let you know I caught up on your latest shows, and I just want to say that I love Scotty's podcast as well, and I think it's really, really good, and I have to agree with you. I don't think I'll be making any trips to Indonesia anytime soon. That'll be one thing my travel agent won't have to worry about. But anyway, I love his show, and I do hope things get better for Mr. Scotty, and I just wanted to say hi to him, and hope you have a most wonderful day, and I loved your video. Unfortunately, I didn't download it on iTunes, so I watched it on your site, and I thought it was very good. Especially, I love the landing. That was quite camera entertainment. I hope your camera is still working. But anyway, I wish you all the best, and you take care, and have a most wonderful day. Bye-bye,
Tom. Y'all, that's the Ramble Redhead, the one and only Ramble Redhead. And, you know, by the way, y'all, he and David, that Blue Jeans guy, they do that American Idols update. And, y'all, I have decided that this is a little nugget for all you podcasters that complain you never get any voice letters. Let me tell you how to get voice letters. Announce on your show that the wrong person gets thrown off of the American Idols, and I guarantee you will get some people calling your voice letter number. Right, David?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and I've got some news for you. In case you haven't noticed, on the Ramble Redheads, that's RambleRedhead.com, your daughter, Nessa, has decided to adopt me as her uncle. So you know what that means? That means you and I are now brothers. So welcome to the family, you big fat thing. Yeah! You're going to love it. You're going to love my family. You'll just love seeing them. So I guess it also means that we got to exchange birthday prezzies, so I got to be looking at your Amazon wish list. So I'll be talking with you later. Bye.
Oh, dear God. David, I don't think because you're Nessa's uncle that automatically means that we're brothers. I'm not sure. Because, you know, I get confused about these things sometimes, but I'm pretty sure that not all people's uncles are brothers. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, feel free to go over that Amazon wish list. You know, what can I say? Y'all, I'm beginning to think that the Amazon wish list is kind of so 2008. Big Friday says the Amazon wish list is so 2008. You know, I think it ought to be harder for you to come up with something rather than to go to something on a wish list. Unless, of course, there's something lovely and fabulous from the Apple Store on that wish list.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Teresa from the Seattles. You don't know what a huge can of worms you're opening by letting us, especially me, call in to complain about things that rub us the wrong way, because just about everybody gets on my nerves, and it doesn't take much to set me off. I'll start with elevator etiquette.
Oh, Lord, y'all, I did not mean for that one to come out yet, because that's going to be on the special new segment of Blow It Out with Big Fatty, and I don't have that music quite ready yet. But we've got time for one more voice letter, I think.
Big Fatty! G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty here, and I'm just listening to Archer's gangbang show from yesterday. And those airfares are pretty cheap, but you might also like to check out V Australia, which is the Virgin discount airline, which is offering tickets here, return to Yankee Land, for just under $700 US. Return, can you believe it? Unfortunately, I'm even poorer than Archer, so I can't afford an international trip or three new Apple products. Poopy, littleaussiebutler.net. Bye.
Oh, Lord. Poor Scotty. Scotty, thank you so much for that price watch update from the little Aussie Butler. Oh, bloke, it's a little Aussie Butler. Y'all, speaking of the little Aussie Butler, I believe that my straight boyfriend out there in the Australias has once again disappeared on me. Y'all, vanished. Did he call or leave a message about Big Fatty's April Fool's show? No. Oh, dear Gussie. No. He's distracted these days, y'all. That's what it is. He's just distracted these days. And I don't know that this one-way relationship is going to work. So he better, let's see, how else can I say this? Get it in gear and get in touch with his boyfriend, his internet celebrity boyfriend. That's all I've got to say. So, anyway, actually, it's not all I've got to say, but it's all I've got to say for today, y'all. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and don't forget, Big Friday, we'll be back here tomorrow, and tomorrow I may just have to blow it out.
I don't remember farting.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.